afternoon or good morning, depending where you are in the world. I am Carrie O'Connor, and welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show. I am the guest host of the Dr. Pat Show, and this is the talk show where I share with you the wisdom and insight I received through my intuitive vision. My show focuses on self-empowerment and reclaiming your divine inheritance. I am here for you during these accelerated times on the planet to offer guidance and inspiration so we all can get through this evolutionary jump that is literally written in our DNA a little bit easier. This is what I love to do, and I welcome for you to join me because this is a call-in show, and you could ask any question that you want, but I just encourage you to ask the one that's on the top of your head, the one that's most important, and please do stick to one question. And I'm going to give the phone number out. The phone number is 1-800-930-2819. And again, that's 1-800-930-2829. And before we go to the phone lines, I always like to do a tip of the day as far as an energy, not even of the day, a tip of the week, an energetic seed for you to plant for the week to work with, to cultivate. And I was just rereading a book that I absolutely love, and I think that everyone in the world should have a copy of it. And if I had enough money, I'd give everyone out. And it's Greg Braden's Divine Matrix. Greg Braden is a phenomenal teacher, healer. He's just a wonderful, amazing being. And the Divine Matrix is one of his later ones. And Braden is B-R-A-D-E-N. And the Divine Matrix, what he talks about is that he makes everything digestible and he makes it simple because it doesn't have to be difficult and it doesn't have to be hard or sound. Sometimes I listen to shows that sound so esoteric and it could sound like something that's like you missed the boat if you don't know about your 12th dimensional grid. And this is not about separation. This is about inclusiveness and stepping into our empowerment. And we're all invited to this party here. So the biggest thing is to be aware, A, that you're an energetic being. And I talk about it all the time, and I'll continue to talk about it because electromagnetic beings and light is what we're taking in more, is another word for being the angel, having the human experience. And recognizing that you have an energy body is so important because, as I was going back to the Greg Braden book, what he talks about in the Divine Matrix is that he talks about life is a matrix. And so he emphasized how we all are talking to this divine matrix, the universe, the universal flow, the creator all the time. We're in constant communication with creator and creator source. Our heart, I like to emphasize, it's our whole body, our whole soul goes and talks, is in constant communication, again, with this divine matrix. Think of that as source. Then I like to put it as, for simple terms, that you're beaming out your hearts and your desires from your heart center, and you're, think of blinking it out, like sometimes it might feel like SOS, but think of it as when you become more empowered and more grounded and start clearing your energy field and really direct your energy as a master, as we're all masters in practice. Masters is by just being born, we are a master. That's our lineage. And also master in process. So those times when we can get pulled into the drama, the everyday drama in our life, they're feeling chaotic, that's when we could feel not very masterly. So then we could get into patterns that we might not be the proudest of, but that's where we realize that we can do something about that, recognize that these are patterns that we're getting out of. And so one of the things he talks about is that the root of our negative, quote, negative experiences can be reduced to one of three universal fears, and he taught, or a combination of them. And he talks about abandonment, low self-esteem, and lack of trust. I totally talk about the same thing as far as if you want to reverse, go down to universal fears that we all have consciously or subconsciously. I talk about to two ones that are fear, right to life issues and fear of annihilation. And those, again, are the same thing as low self-esteem and also the whole lack of trust and abandonment. And when we talk about lack of trust, it's like, do you in all your relationships, and that means your inner circle, your personal relationships, your friends and family, have total trust, surrender, and allow yourself to let down any kind of guard, to be able to just expand your energy and to embrace these relationships and not have any part of your guard up because of past experiences. When you did that, you were hurt. And so a lot of times our past influences our present day experiences, and if we haven't cleared out our past and taken the charge off of it, taken if we were burned once, we're going to get burned again, or if fool once, shame on me, those kind of sayings. If we don't clear out those kind of thought patterns within our consciousness or subconsciousness, it's going to play out in our everyday experiences, meaning that we are here in divine partnership with spirit, with creator, in union to grow here. It's step into our divine empowerment with the relationship with an earth too. So as we get more grounded and fully embody in our physical bodies, our angelness, that's our essence in our physical body, it is so important, because then we allows us to expand. So that's why I always talk about energy work. Because what he was talking about in the book is that, and what I see all the time in readings, is how much we are consciously or subconsciously influenced by patterns, that by being in body, that we are lower beings. And even if it's, again, that we think that we weren't raised in the dogma of that Eve ate the apple and were kicked out of the garden, we still have a universal subconscious feeling or sense of that we are somehow lower than the angels and the guides and the masters. And even though every single master said you could do this two or more, we're really getting to this point right now saying, what does that mean, you could do this two or more? Do you feel like you come from the divine inheritance of being the master and the angels and hold that in your energy field? Or do you feel that it's something that you have to work for, or that you're not worthy of this? And so that, again, goes back to low self-esteem, trust and surrendering issues, and also feeling the sense of abandonment, because a lot of people feel abandoned or have abandonment issues that, again, influence their daily occurrences, daily life experiences. So what we can do, and also I want to read this part because I thought it was so important. Change in the way we see ourselves is probably one of the most difficult practices that we will ever be faced with in our lifetime, because of our inner beliefs we experience in our outer world, the grand battle that's playing out within our hearts and the minds of every person alive, the struggle that defines who we are, who we believe we are. And so that, in a nutshell, is that he emphasizes that the biggest thing that we are going to go through in our life, the difficulty of the practice, is to really face our greatness. It's our grandness. Marianne Williamson's, our greatest fear is our grandness, and we act small around people because when we shine our light, we can make other people uncomfortable, so we get into patterns of dimming our light, disconnecting from our source, because we don't want to make anybody uncomfortable. Those are patterns learned in our childhood. So this is when we start looking at our life as that angel, as that master, as what I call in the fifth elevator, we're able to see how those underlying patterns have a profound effect on us, but that is also a key to our empowerment. When we're able to say, okay, I don't totally trust and allow and surrender. I have to hold back a little bit because in the past I've been burned. And so if we have any kind of thoughts of that, even if we hover and we put them, shove them way in the back, and we really feel like we worked on them, if we still hold a charge to them, if they are on a, let's say on a scale, 51%, you have more energy into that subconsciously than you have into totally allowing, trusting, and surrendering, then that's going to be your experience. So then you will have experiences that mirrors back to you your worst nightmares, your fears. And so you'll get into a relationship and or a job situation that will mirror back to you an experience that has to do with testing your trust and your a trust issue. So then all of a sudden somebody could betray you. So then you could say to yourself, see, when I allow and I let my guard down, this is what always happens to me. But this is when we want to say, you know what, I want to take a look at this on a different way. I want to think that this is not, I'm clearing this issue up. I'm bringing this up to think of it as like a ball that you put up to the light. And as soon as we just start doing that, energetically, we start repatterning ourselves, because I see it that that's when we hit the 85% of being able to heal the issue, because we acknowledge it, okay? We can have some issues that have to do with trusting and surrendering. And so as soon as we put that ball up to the light, then it we're able to become enlightened and see the situations differently. So we could understand that we were not clear, that it was not something personal, that the person, let's say it's a relationship that went sour, that the person came in with a lot of baggage, so you had two wounded children there trying to start the relationship. And so when you start looking at that, it's able for you, you're enabled to unplug from those disempowering patterns, that you're able to say, okay, I get it. I am really going after in any direction, space, of time that has to do with issues of trust, and also surrendering. And that does not mean you're giving away your power. The surrender and an allowing is the most empowered posture we could take, because we're merging with our, quote, higher self. We're merging with our soul. We're embodying that energy in our physical, mental, spiritual, emotional bodies. And then that has us become, feel lighter. So we don't have to experience those separation feelings anymore. So the biggest thing, the tip of the week for today, this week, is for you to emphasize wherever in your life, in your personal relationships and in your outer circle, there's those business relationships where you can feel any kind of thing of self-esteem, abandonment, or lack of trust. And so we're going to the, we'll be back coming to the phone lines and answering your questions. You're listening to Carrie O'Connor Show.
Wish you could trust your instincts more? Do you wish you were able to make decisions by confidently following your inner guidance? Maureen St. Germain, a modern-day mystic, road warrior, mom, and former corporate CEO, can help. Here's her tip of the week. Believe in yourself first and develop a team of two or three trusted advisors. Don't use this surrounding board to whine and tell your story to. Instead, ask for suggestions and guidance from your trusted advisors. Tiger Woods continued to take lessons from his dad long after winning the U.S. Open. Trust a few advisors and ask for help. Maureen St. Germain has the tools and proven successes to help you connect with your highest wisdom. To find your best course of action in all circumstances, check out Maureen's tools for transformation, meditation CDs, Akashic record readings, courses, and more. You can find Maureen at angleangel.com. That's right, angleangel.com.
Dr. Pat's giving away an iPod to a lucky listener every month.
Yep, every month.
All you have to do is go to thedrpatshow.com.
That's thedrpatshow.com.
Then sign up for our weekly newsletter. When you sign up for the newsletter, not only will you be entered to win the iPod, you'll also be kept up to date on all the awesome things that we're doing here at The Dr. Pat Show. So remember, go to thedrpatshow.com to sign up for our weekly newsletter. You can't afford to miss out on this.
Visit the premier online store where science and spirit unite. Shop consciously, explore new ideas, and connect with your world at bleepstore.com. Find the latest in spiritual and documentary films, green living products, and online articles. Dr. Pat listeners receive 10% off with coupon code Dr. Pat. That's D-R-P-A-T at checkout. Go to thedrpatshow.com and click on Bleep Store to start your experience. Thedrpatshow.com.
Are you the owner or manager of a struggling small business? Do you feel alone in your battles? The Small Biz Sherpa can help. Do you want to increase sales or decrease costs? Do you wish your employees were more motivated or cared as much as you do about the bottom line? Call the Small Biz Sherpa. Learn how you can change your company's fortunes by involving and engaging your staff. Create bonus and incentive programs that pay your people more while improving your bottom line. The Small Biz Sherpa has done it himself, and now he'll show you how to do it too. Visit smallbizsherpa.com or call 206-505-9752. That's smallbizsherpa.com. Small, B-I-Z-Sherpa.com.
Be sure and sign up for the Dr. Pat Show newsletter so you can find out about the latest guests, events, promotions, and giveaways. Visit thedrpatshow.com and register now.
There's nothing else like it on the dial. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back to the Carrie O'Connor. Connor Show, and I'm the guest host of the Dr. Pat Show. And to reach any questions or upcoming events, we have some stuff happening. I do want to tell you, you could reach me at union1111@yahoo.com, and also carrieoconnor.com shows you www.carrieoconnor.com. I encourage you to sign up for our newsletter that goes out monthly, and where it talks about all new events, because we have a lot of new stuff happening. And after that, Benny, why don't we go right to the phone lines?
We will certainly do just that. We're going to actually, head southbound from Seattle. We're going to drive on way down to the old I-5, hit up Los Angeles, because Shirley's waiting for us, and she wants to know if she, let's see if her career's on track. Shirley.
Hello.
Shirley.
Hi, Carrie.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Hey. How can I help you?
Yeah, it was just career related. I talked to you a couple of months ago, and I discovered what my life theme is, which is like this fear of survival or fear of annihilation, I think is what you said. And so I've been working on things, but I need to know exactly, like, what is it that I should focus on for the month of September? Because I really want to push.
For the month of September, what you need to focus on, you were kind of going out, in and out, and I heard life theme, career, and I didn't really hear you.
Well, what is it that I should focus on career-wise for this month, the coming month?
Okay. What I am getting pulled down right into the front of your root chakra, so the root chakra is home and family, and also how we connect onto the into the earth. Actually, Shirley, the biggest thing to think of when I'm looking the front of the chakra, that means you're already working on this consciously or subconsciously. So when I see a magnet on somebody in front of their chakras, I like to see that, because that means you're pulling forward. You're magnetically pulling forward any kind of blocks, any kind of old patterns, even past life components. And especially when it has to do with the root chakra, because that's how we ground down into the earth. And I see you're working with a lot of orange, so I'd actually pull in a lot of coral and salmon energy right there. And as soon as I just put that in, I just saw the back of your tailbone go pop. There was like an energy block that was like a black marble just go popping out of your back, and it just went just like flipped off and disappeared. And so the tailbone represents to me, so it's support to having, think of making sure you visualize your tailbone having flexibility like a fish swimming, go flapping back and forth, and being able to really ground down and anchor into the center of the earth. Because what you're doing is realigning your energy, and especially when it comes down to your foundation, and that is huge. And so it's clearing out any residual energies that have to do with survival issues is what I'm saying. And also, I go right down to as far as trust and surrender and allowing. So think of when we stand in our empowerment, when we stand totally in that posture of allowing our energy to go, become the 1,000-watt being to the 10,000-watt being, we electromagnetically start pulling in different people, scenarios, and different, our circles begin to change. And then it goes back down to your root chakra. So go, and then go so on the left side of the root chakra, you're showing me as far as releasing residual energy that has to do with survival and survival issues. So think of that as really going into that, the root chakra, and really being the observer the month of September, because I'm seeing you observing situations, becoming like almost like the scientist as far as using hawk and eagle and hummingbird medicine. So that means looking at the big view. So of every situation, down from the encounter of going to the store and with the clerk and getting some milk and gum, down to work scenario situations, because you're really clearing out your inner circle as far as who you're having in your, what I call as the sacred table. So that who we have in our table. Think of you're the head of the table. So that's the balanced male and female queen, and you're accepting your divine birthright, and that's huge, because a lot of times a lot of people aren't even sitting at that top of the chair yet, taking that seat. So right there is huge. That's like, that's your stepping into your soul contract. And all of our soul contract, S-O-U-L, is an S-O-L-E, is to remember and to remember who we are, and that we are masters here having a human experience. Going back to job and career, it goes back into what does your heart's desires? What do you want to do as a piece of creator, and work is part of a creation aspect, down to a writer, down to a teacher, down to a speaker, down to a painter, down to a graphic artist, to an accountant. It goes back to what makes we us feel an expanded posture, what makes us feel happiest, right? So think of when your root chakra is showing me this real clearing out that has to do with a lot of the left side, the feminine energy, taking in money, job, career, opportunities, and really clearing out your inner circle as far as the friends and family and the business people. Think of that as they call you the scientist, and I see you as a little pad in this white lab coat. So think of that as not being disconnected from the heart, but it's really working with the energy of just observing your everyday situations, getting a lot of information as far as noticing, again, different interactions with people. And as you do that, I'm seeing you at the end of, even 3 weeks into September, I'm seeing you energetically pregnant, like 9 months pregnant, meaning you're filled with information as far as how you could see where you can tune up and clear off as you're working with the residual energies of your life, where I really feel like it has to do with past life stuff that has to do with survival. So you're anchoring into the earth differently, and you'll notice synchronistic things increasing more. You'll notice different people come into your life, and also to pay attention, especially that third week of September, of people giving you, when I see information or marathon things being handed to you, like somebody in the runner thing, it's like your time to take off. And so right now, think of the gathering, observing mode as you're really making this huge transitional change in your energy field. When somebody's working on the first, second, third chakra, that's huge. That's changing the foundation of how you stand up in the world. And that also, going to the divine matrix, you're becoming clearer of speaking in communication with the universal energies. And that's absolutely huge, Shirley. So keep up the good work.
Got it. Great. Thank you.
Excuse me?
I said, great. Thank you.
You're welcome. Keep up the good work.
Thanks.
Yep. Bye-bye.
All right, that leaves another line open at the Carrie O'Connor Show, 1-800-930-2819. We'll now jump back up here to the local area. We have Lily calling in from Kent, Washington. She wanted to know if she was on the right path. So, Lily, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Hello?
Hi, Lily. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. And right path, what is?
The right path, I mean, I feel like I am working on my spirituality with the mind, body, and spirit. As all of us who are working on that, we sometimes get a little bit confused if we're on the right track.
Right.
Because we kind of go back into so many old habits.
Exactly.
You know.
Exactly. Lily, you know, think of what I see that as. I see a pendulum swinging, and this is over the whole global consciousness. And so as we're clearing out, it's so, it's a common part, exactly what you said, as far as going back to old patterns. So, but what is different is when you have awareness, it's just like what I was talking about with Shirley. When we have the awareness and we're bringing in that light, when we go back to old patterns, we're looking at them from a different posture. So think of them as what before we'd look at them with a candle, like picture a little tiny birthday candle, right? And then when we start working on our consciousness and start clearing out and working with our energy field, recognizing ourselves as energetic beings, then all of a sudden you're not looking at your situations in the past patterns with a little candle anymore. Your flashlight gets bigger and bigger and bigger. So that allows us to, again, see the whole situation. So that means, again, flying above, seeing the whole situation, being in this world and not of it, but that does not mean about not being fully grounded into your body. It's like understanding I have this human-to-human experiences, and again, getting excited about the human-to-human encounters, and so see how we react to them. And so let's say you feel like take a step backwards. So that is core information for you to look, again, as the observer, saying, okay, this person triggered this in me, okay? Going yeah. back to the two major things that do separation for us is right-to-life issues, fear of annihilation. We could have all different subtitles with that, and that goes down to abandonment, betrayal, fear of being burned at the stake, being annihilated, not being supported. All of these things, if the world is not a safe place, our body is disgusting because we are, our body is the goal is to get out of our body. All of those things we're getting cleared up and cleared out of our system. So the pendulum goes back and forth. So when we start really directing our energy as a master, we can have a revisiting of old patterns, but as soon as we recognize them in the language that you're using, you're not going to go in there with the same energy. So because you're aware of it. And again, when we put the awareness and our light and our energy into it, we start directing it more and more. So what happens is those old patterns become less of electromagnetic charge. They take the charge so they don't pull us back where before, when we're not sitting there in consciousness, we could get triggered, and then we look in the outside and that person did this to us, and it's like we blame everybody outside. And so this is where we look at, when we point those fingers, we're realizing we got three back at us. And so this is where I'm seeing you're doing really core heart work to really tune in and to really give yourself a break is what I'm seeing big time, because there's a part of, as far as right path, there's no right or wrong when this comes to this. There's like, it's the light way and the lighter way. So you keep on following the light, and the light making you, what makes you really as this expression of source at this time makes you feel better, and keep on following that way. And when we have those situations, is how fast we could get ourselves back into alignment. And then again, that goes back to the whole Greg Breeden thing of what I keep on talking about too, as far as it's the practice. It's all in that we are all masters, meaning that we are all divine angels having a human experience here. When is the practice in the process is when we get pulled off or yanked off, is how fast we could get ourselves back into the alignment of remembering who we are. And that becomes, it literally creates new neural pathways in our brain. It has a pause before we fall off, like the wagon. All of a sudden we'll feel a pressure, we'll feel, I don't want to engage this way anymore, or all of a sudden it'll be like a sense of don't go there anymore. It's like you don't have to do the old pattern. So you're, because we're literally rechanging the patterns, the way our energy flows. So think of when I, it was interesting, your name is Lily, because I saw you doing splitting right down to the core, meaning going right down to core root, and I'm seeing right underneath your feet. And so visualize your feet having eyes, and eyes seeing as far as everywhere you step, you're putting down to the light, you're having a different relationship with the earth that's allowing your whole heart to expand, and especially tapping the thymus a lot is going to help you, especially when you feel like you are going back to any past patterns, because part of that is, again, we're clearing off residual energies as we hold and learn to incorporate more light, which means, again, the 100-watt light bulb becoming that 1,000-watt light bulb, which makes life easier, and we become literally more enlightened, the home luminous ones, okay?
Okay. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Right. Bye-bye.
All right. Well, looks like we're going to scoot off to a break there. Carrie, how about some information before we do that?
Why don't we scoot off to the break and contact information, Benny, did you say?
Yes, sure. That'd be great.
Okay, all right. To contact me, I do private readings. We do classes. We travel around the world, and we're starting a whole wonderful new beginnings here. So any kind of contact information is www.carrieoconnor.com and email union1111@yahoo.com.
And we'll be right back.
Reprogram your mind to be thin and your body to be free. The answer to weight loss is in knowing how to eliminate emotional blocks that keep us from experiencing true love. Join Alfonso DeRose, performance coach and master NLP trainer, in Seattle at the SeaTac Red Lion on September 7th. Alfonso teaches a revolutionary new method that will eradicate your overweight issues in the depths of your mind. Visit TakeYourRisk.com for your free ticket, or call 1-877-271-7695.
Hey House invites you to a glorious weekend retreat in Tampa, Florida. Meet more than 30 of your favorite authors for the inspiring, uplifting I Can Do It conference coming to Tampa this October 3rd through 5th. Join Wayne Dyer, Sylvia Brown, Caroline Mace, Colette Baron-Reed, John Holland, Marianne Williamson, and more for a weekend of spiritual discovery and great fellowship. It's the I Can Do It conference for life-changing good times. See details at icandoit.net.
Does how you think affect how you feel or what you have? Do you want to achieve outstanding business and career goals, have a better relationship, or improve your health and fitness? End the excuses and get immediate results with the help of HUNA, Ancient Wisdom, Modern Application. What if you could attract money and abundance to you like a magnet? Donate excess weight and maintain your ideal state of health, or create the kind of relationship you've always wanted. With HUNA, you'll discover how to eliminate disempowering beliefs by using self-empowerment tools. The HUNA Prosperity Weekend will be in Los Angeles, October 4th and 5th. Join Matt James December 13th and 14th in Seattle at the HUNA Prosperity Weekend. Call 800-800-MIND or visit HUNA.com to register. This incredible workshop is only $95 for a limited time. Call 800-800-MIND or visit HUNA.com. The Empowerment Partnership. Whatever you think you are, you're more than that.
Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Let me help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that value all life on earth and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let our listeners choose you. Join the buzz and be the buzz. Sponsor the Dr. Pat Show. Call me at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522.
Amalaki is the keystone of Shree's nutritional drink because it's fruit for cellular rejuvenation. Amalaki's common name is Great Rejuvenator, and for over five centuries, this fruit has been utilized for enhancing immune function and increasing vitality. Scientists have documented Amalaki's healing properties as a powerful antioxidant promoting healthy blood sugar and cholesterol, possessing anti-inflammatory effects, and supporting a strong cardiovascular system. Ayurvedic practitioners believe that this fruit can simultaneously detoxify and rejuvenate the body on a cellular level. For information about Shree's nutritional supplement, contact nutritionist Renee Marie at 877-553-9744. Visit reneemarie.myshree.com. That's reneemarie.myzrii.com.
Don't forget, this is Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back to the Carrie O'Connor Show, and I am the guest host of the Dr. Pat Show, and you're back with us, and we have open phone lines to the top of the hour, so if you want to call, you can call 1-800-930-2819 and contact me for any of the new energy exercises we have out. If you asked for the old free ones, we updated and have some new ones, too, and we're working on energy packets, so that's union1111@yahoo.com, and so, Benny, why don't we go back to those phone lines?
All righty, we're going down to Texarkana. No, I'm just kidding. We have Dallas, Texas. We have Dina calling in. I really have to get away from, you know, kind of just going off the cuff there. I like doing it. I'm sorry, but none of my exes reside in Texas, so I'll go there. Dina's calling in. She's got questions about being pulled in different directions. So let's see where Dina is. Dina, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Benny. Hi, Carrie.
Hi, Dina. How are you?
I'm fine, sweetie. Good to talk to you.
Yes, it's very good to talk to you. You sent me an email, right, this morning?
I did. Yes, I did.
I talked to Benny about synchronistic things because just before I sat down, I just read your email.
Oh, that's perfect awesome. Timing. That's awesome. Well, it's like what I said in the email, Carrie. You know, I'm feeling torn. You know, there's only so much time in the day, and my kids are my number one priority. And,
yep.
You know, I've spent a lot of time doing a lot of growing, and I was just wondering, you know, of course I'd like to know if you see any of my loved ones or if you have any word about my guides or anything like that, but
yeah.
I just want to make sure that I'm spending my time wisely and focusing on what I'm supposed to be focusing on.
Okay. All right. When at first, you know, one of the biggest things, first of all, your father-in-law stepped in very strong with you, and he's handing you a pink carnation that actually is very cool because then it turned into this, like, in the middle, it was this light blue, and it almost looked like cotton candy form. It was really kind of, I was like, that's kind of odd. And then I smelled like cotton candy, and he's also showing me, like, a circus like a fairground, like a parade, a circus, like a fairground circus, and so not like the elephant circus, but where I live, they have like fairs that go around, like the Hebron Fair, this fair. So a town has a fair, and it's quite a big deal. So they rent the rides and the toys, and they bring them in. So think of what he's talking about. He's also bringing a maternal grandmother of that. Life is a play, going down to the children, and your children, your physical children, but also when we start working and clearing out, and children are such a wonderful way to get and grounded in touch with our wounded child, to flip that child over to the healed child, that's doing tremendous work. Like when I was raising, I was doing my at-home mom thing when my children were born. It was really important for me to be at home with my children. But I also realized when they were all settled and they were doing their own thing, that's when I did a lot of my own personal growth as far as listening to books on tape, listening to doing a lot of the stuff that you said you were doing. And that's when I did a lot of profound growth because I was studying as I was honoring my contracts and with my children. So you absolutely are doing a wonderful job as far as healing your wounded child, and we all come in here with the wounded child. And so as you do this, and your husband's working on this too, it's allowing you to expand and still honor your contract as far as your with your kids, right? And but going back to as far as with the cotton candy with the dads, and I'm seeing the male lineage come in with you, and the cotton candy's getting bigger and bigger, and it's again they keep on putting this very high blue and pink in your thymus and in your heart. And so I'd work with those colors and think of them, and you're going through even your third eye down to your throat into your, again, your heart, and even pulling that colors all the way down to the into the bottom of your feet, working with those colors right now. The high blue, what I see is like is the feminine energy and embracing and strengthening the divine feminine energy. The pink is all about unconditional love of self, and so really making a space of it. He keeps on making a did you ever watch Cotton Candy get spun, right?
Sure.
Okay, because he keeps on, and this is, and he's bringing in your paternal grandfather too. And so think of that, they first take those little stick things and then they spin it around, right? And so it's all in the spin is what the dads are learning, meaning that when we clear out our energy fields, we get back into alignment and we start spinning, and we all spin clockwise and counterclockwise. So think of that pink and that blue as you're expanding out your energy field, creating that within the physical body, and that's holding our soul. So you're connecting that energy, and that is huge because that allows you to radiate out your energy more. So you're doing huge growth here, and so that's also going to allow you, because I'm seeing over the next 2 to 4 years, as far as really tune in to how you want to take it out into the world, because you have natural teacher, helper, healer, intuitive gifts. And so think of that spinning again of that cotton candy is like they're almost like the more you expand out, the more you're creating that energy that goes that is like 12 feet around you. So that's really, think of it as like a cocoon as you're expanding over the next 2 to 4 years, going out of the cocoon. So again, as the children where you feel like they're very solid and they're grounded and they're all settled, that you are where you want to take this, take your gifts. And over the, again, I keep on seeing you in 4 years, like you're ready to go out into it like a have bag will travel. Meaning that you can still honor your, what I liked about having my own business, I can still be there very much for my kids. I do my hours around my children's schedule. And so it was able to bring in balance because I really had the push to go out to the world when my children were a certain age. And so I was being called out there. I'm sharing that with you because I'm seeing the same thing with you. So think of that you're, again, in the best kind of, think of it's the posture of the wounded healer stepping into the healed healer. And that's the best kind of healer. So been there, done that. So it's real clearing down, going back down to the core. And also the dads are saying as far as the cotton candy to lighten up, to have it, make it like having sugar in life, that there's what we're all stepping away from subconsciously. Is there a right or wrong way, or is there anything like that, like rights and wrongs separate us, they split our energy, where it all goes back to the heart and what is our intention in the end. It always goes back to the heart. So there's a part of working with the children, and I'm seeing you anchoring in with kids and reminding people to heal that wounded part of them, and you're a bridger with that. So it doesn't matter if you're doing that inside of your home right now, and that's who you're working on your home base as far as with your children. Your energy is going out to the universal fields and helping everybody that has a wounded child. So you're helping people. And again, the dads are to talk about lightening up and enjoying the cotton candy, sweetness of life, and that's all about, I tell you, did you just go to a fair or talk about a fair? Because I keep on seeing and smelling cotton candy, and it's like making me, I haven't had it in years, but it's like I used to love it. So it's like
I'm sure
going
when
back
I,
to those
I'm sure when I hang
that?
Up, I'll remember what I was what, when we were talking about cotton candy. I can't think of it right now.
Okay, because because it's just so, because I'm seeing you at especially 5 to 7 years old, and especially on the right side of your body. So that's the male side, that's the male lineage, that goes back to dads and the message on dad's side as far as what they got, as far as self-esteem, self-worth, and also was the world a safe place, or what it was the message that the world, the dog-eat-dog world. So you're going to the core and clearing that out as you're doing that. that you act like a tuning fork within yourself, and also it allows the kids to not hold those generational patterns. And so you're clearing those out from your core. That's huge. And it's allowing you, again, to expand out with those. Those are very high-frequency colors. Those are very high blues, or like known as the ancient ones. So there's a very ancient energy coming in through you. So you're getting really having contact and merging with your Akashic records. And so as you do this, it's like, think of them, that cotton candy is like, I can take this, and as I ingest this and take this in, I'm realizing that what can, how I want to express this is whatever the way I want to choose to express this right now. So that I'm doing my growth right now within my home and with my children, but also realizing that that also goes out to the universal grid. Your heart energy goes out to the whole universal grid. So everybody that's working on the children that needs to have a lightness or a remembering to heal that child, you're helping them do that, even again, without having to even leave your home. So that's huge. That's huge work. And then there's a part of the receiving side, because I see the whole left side open up of receiving people, energy, opportunities, money. All of those things are over the next 2 to 4 years, as far as more opportunities for you to, again, expand your wings out. And so pay attention to those people that are gathered or drawn to your energy, you know, because you're acting like a tuning fork to them. And a lot of people are waking up, and they're going to continue to wake up. We're seeing it now, but we're at the tip of the iceberg of how the masses of people are waking up and looking for information that is grounded and that is simple, because it doesn't have to be hard. And everybody is like, they, their core, their subconscious knows that they are a divine person, but they have to get through the part that first says that they're not a divine person, that they're separated, that veil part. So you're clearing out any parts of the veil, and as you do that, it's really going to ground in your whole energy. And again, they keep on, I know you're going to be smelling cotton candy also. You're going to see a lot of 8s, 888s is all from the dads, leading in from the father-in-law, going back into as far as the maternal grandmothers, putting pearls around your throat and with this great big emblem of like a cameo of a mother holding the child. So working with Mary Magdalene's energy, and the Virgin Mary and Kuan Yin is really important on your left side as far as with those guides. So working with them is great. You're going to really feel the energy shift and feel lighter and knowing what it's like to be in this world and not of it. And our children are so sacred. Wonderful. So we're going to go to the break, and we'll be back to take more questions. You listen to the Carrie O'Connor Show.
Discover what the meaning behind sacred spiritual space is and how it can be a healing part of your garden or home environment. Mary Fonts, registered nurse and landscape specialist, teaches about using nature, artifacts, healing energy, and angel readings to create sacred space. A spiritual garden offers methodologies that bring peace and healing to your special place. Call 508-339-5444 and visit aspiritualgarden.com. That's aspiritualgarden.com.
The Dr. Pat Show has rapidly grown into a number one talk radio show, hailed for its remarkable guests, sponsors with integrity, and amazing listeners. Dr. Pat is in search of a creative, self-starting, energetic person to join the marketing team. If you're interested in helping to promote and sustain the Dr. Pat Show, submit your resume to pat@thedrpatshow.com. This is your opportunity to make a difference in the world.
Are you thinking that the job market is drying up? Super Supplements, the region's top vitamin and natural products retailer, is extending its reach and is looking for someone to lead the way. Join a team of passionate people committed to health and well-being. Super Supplements is looking for the right fit to develop and run their buying and merchandising department. Know someone for the job? Send them to supersupcareers.com. Must have senior level experience within grocery or supplements and advanced forecasting systems experience. Visit supersupcareers.com.
Super savings, super selection, super supplements.
See vibrational healer and psychic Sonia Choquette live in Seattle. Sonia shows you how to claim and follow your intuition. Plus, she'll answer questions and give powerful audience readings. How to accept your intuitive gifts is an all-new lecture. See Sonia Choquette at the Washington State Convention and Trade Center in Seattle on Saturday, October 18th from 10 to 5 p.m. Seats are limited, so call now at 1-800-654-5126 or visit HayHouseEvents.com.
Hey,
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Man, if it weren't for bad luck, I wouldn't have any luck at all.
Oh, whoa, whoa. You need a shift in perspective.
I know. I want to change, but I just can't seem to make it stick. My relationship, my job, my finances, all hitting rock bottom.
Well, you know what? You should enter Dr. Pat's Holistic Makeover Contest.
Oh, no, not another makeover.
Don't wait just a minute. Don't jump to conclusions. It's not just another makeover. It's a makeover from the inside out, the kind that really works. The Dr. Pat Show is bringing together practitioners from all across the country to work with three lucky listeners to change their lives for good, dude. Now, seriously, here's the deal. Like Dr. Pat says, what would you do if you knew you could not fail? Now you get all the help you need to become the new you.
Okay, how do I enter?
Well, all you got to do is go to drpatsmakeover.com for all the info and to enter. That's drpatsmakeover.com to finally become the person you always wanted to be.
Bringing you fresh perspectives every day. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back to the Carol Connor Show, and I am Carol Connor, and I'll be with you till the top of the hour. And Benny, why don't we go to those, take more phone calls?
All righty, we'll do just that. Let's go to Linda. She's waiting so patiently out in Folsom, Pennsylvania, so we'll bring her on. She's actually got a little bit of disruption in her household, so let's see where she wants to go with that. Linda, welcome to the show.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, how are you, Linda?
Good, Carrie. We had spoken a couple months back, and you said I could check back in with you at the end of August, and I'm still hoping for better changes, but we still have a lot of disruptive energy in the house, and I just can't explain it. And my daughter had her baby a couple months ago, and they're talking about moving now, but I'm concerned about the guy she wants to move with. He seems to have very erratic behavior.
Okay. All right. All right. Think of, Linda, when I was talking about, are you familiar with Greg Braden's book, The Divine Matrix?
I never read it. No.
I highly recommend it because what it talks about is it's a very easy digestible, but also it's profound as far as the matrix part is that everything and everybody, every relationship is a part of a mirror, right? And so not only does it like really confirm for us of that our relationship connection to the matrix, meaning source, and so we reflect out to source, to the universe, every single second what our heart's desires are. And the clearer we are and the more that we get out of chaotic energy and chaotic energy around us, the more that we experience that in our immediate surroundings. So if somebody's still having some residual energies that is chaotic, that that's not feeling very grounded, is in the drama stuff, then there's a part of that that you can do something about it as far as within your whole your within yourself and as far as really saying, okay, what does this mirror mean? So going back to as far as with the daughter with the chaotic energy, the only thing that we are in charge of and the only thing that we could do, and this is a tough one to kind of swallow at times, is our own energy field. So the more you're grounded in your empowerment, the more you're holding, like think of, it goes into a language that goes beyond right or wrong. Do this, don't do this. I'm like good, bad, or anything that it goes back to love. And so when people's egos can get involved and people can be charged up with stuff, and especially when it goes into somebody else, like watching our children go through experiences that we would rather them not have to go to, it really can pull us apart. But the most empowering thing that we could do to them is to do a heart connection that shows trust, surrender, allowing, and really sometimes we have to step back and support them energetically because that's the experiences that they have to go through. And so so what I'm seeing is having you, again, step back energetically and look and expand, going back to the message of this. A lot of the readings today was to be in that fifth elevator, to be the observer, but that does not mean disconnect, not be loving and not talking and saying anything. It's like I was just having this conversation with my daughter, and I had this really wonderful experience this morning. I was writing the newsletter, I was seeing amazing things. I had this eagle come down and swoop down that. It was not energetic eagle. It was a real eagle that went right over my ear. And it was all about eagle medicine, which is, again, confirming to stay in the upper part, right? So I had this wonderful experience. My 16-year-old daughter came out, and she was afraid that the eagle was going to sweep up the dogs, right? And so I was telling her about not getting into the fear. And so can she flip that around if we could put protective grids over the dogs and not to create and pull in magnetically the fear? And so that's what we are in this grand thing, Linda, of when we're wired and we come in here all wired to the fear. And so even years ago, and even it was like 6 months ago, the first thought, my thought would go to, oh my God, the eagle's going to pick up my little dogs, right? But then I said, you know what? No, I'm going to be in unit talking with the eagle. The eagle's here for a message. It's only flying around my house. And so I'm going to say, yeah, I'm in union and communication with this animal saying, you're not picking up my dogs. And here, let's get the message. Let's work with it and with the medicine of the eagle, meaning allowing to see the big picture as we don't get stuck into the day-to-day drama. But it also allows us to go back to the heart energy. So think of when I'm seeing them, you stepping back and having your arms out. That means, like, again, allowing yourself to be, again, supportive. And this is within yourself. It's like being able to open up your arms and totally allow and divine and surrender yourself as far as that you're, the world is a safe place, that you're totally supported. And so this is an allowing, that reconnecting, rewiring, and it literally helps change your frequency. When it helps change the heart, your heart frequency, think of it, it clears out any residual energy that says that we are separated and that we can't, that we're not angels having a human experience. So if we're having experiences that don't feel very angel-like, the answer always goes back to our energy fields and weeding out the old thoughts. And this is where it goes back to Greg Braden reminds us that it can be a little difficult at times. It could actually be like a difficult practice because we're retraining our way that we're wired to think. But the biggest thing is the practice allows us to, even the practice, Linda, of taking a breath and, again, stepping back. Because I keep on saying that you're not only are the parents coming in, I'm seeing like great grandparents, and when I see the great 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 parents, grandparents coming in, and your guides, and they're encouraging you, like, we have your back. So think of them all around you and protecting you and holding you, not as in danger, but as in we love you. We know that this is difficult times, but when you step back, it allows the light to come into the situation, see the situation differently, and also have the thing where your daughter can see the situation differently, where she can see the guy in a total different light and realize that erratic behavior is not something that she's going to choose to go into. So that's where you think them up. So it can be difficult, again, when it has to, when it comes to our children, when it's charged, right, when it's right up in her face, but it is the key to clear out. It's like when my daughter was coming out, not only that, I noticed that she, like, got irritated by the energy where it was, think of magnetically, it brought up her fears. And so I was saying to her, how interesting this is that here I'm expanded and that she was getting irritated by my energy, my light was pulling up her fears. And so we talked about it instead of having her stamp off or get mad. So if she wasn't willing to talk like that, then I would have had her go and do her thing, and I would have talked to her energetically, because then it goes beyond any egos and any separation. So really having a really good practice, realizing that you are supported, and again, thinking your daughter up, meaning showing her the light, talking to her on an energetic level, like, I'm not seeing everything signed, sealed, and delivered, meaning that she could look at the guy and have an eye-opening experience and saying, I'm choosing not to put myself in this situation. So it goes back to how you're understanding that this best thing that you could do is you stand in your core and really radiate out that love, and it goes way beyond love. It's like a coding that's telling your daughter, as far as her own self-worth issues, her own empowerment issues, her own trusting and allowing and surrendering, and so you're showing her, it's like leading by example in an energetic way. And again, it goes way beyond words, because words can get in the way, words can be charged, words can get a lot of the ego in, and that's what we're not doing, okay?
But just trust, so really, that you will make good choices.
Here, okay? What's that?
And
trust that she will make good choices. And
Think them up. Think them up. It's like it's when we have a choice to think somebody, oh, geez, they're going to do this, they're going to do that. How about the other choice? So we all could also could think them up, think them that they're not going to do that. We do better when we know better, right? And so we're energetically showing them the different way by leading by example. And again, it goes beyond words. When you start feeling somebody that feels lighter, that looks lighter, we're drawn to them because it reminds us on a subconscious level that that's who we are. So it's not to go fill up, like hook in their energy to get our energy. That's what we've done in the past. So think of Thessalian prophecy. It's all about we're really taught to be energy vampires. Now the new, quote, new rules, and it's part of our graduation status, which is all good news, is no more hooking on anybody's energy. All of it as far as that's like eating somebody's garbage, in that we have to hook up ourselves. That goes back to the practice part, going back to where it could, quote, be hard, but what's harder is staying beyond the veil. What's harder is continuing patterns that are disempowering. That's harder than trying to start new ones that become a very good posture. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
Okay. And then ask my angels to talk to her angels then.
Yes, absolutely. Angel-to-angel hookup. Absolutely.
Alrighty, thank you, Carrie.
I know Penny's going to music, so that means we're at the end of our hour. So thank you for listening to the Carrie O'Connor Show, and may you align with the divine.